Quiet, please. I'm trying to nap. I am a leader of a national college ministry and was discussing the book of Genesis with some students one day. We were talking about the story of human beings created to live in a garden setting. Lending credence to this idea, I said that there is no sound more soothing than a burbling stream or brook. Then I asked the students, what is the most peaceful environment you can imagine? For example, where you could most easily fall asleep. There was a short silence, and then a young lady spoke up helpfully, class? You're the cream of my coffee. It's 4 a.m., and we hurry into the truck stop for our morning coffees, his black and mine with cream. As we head down the road, drinking and chatting, he hands me his still-hot coffee so I can pour a little into mine. He knows my coffee cools quicker because of the cream. Such a tiny thing, one of the many little threads that make up the fabric of our life, but such a sweet thoughtfulness that makes all the difference in a relationship. I have the world's best husband. Like a duck takes to water. My husband and I were excited when we purchased a lakefront home because we had a yellow Labrador puppy, and we knew labs loved the water. Much to our surprise, our pup was petrified of the lake and whimpered every time we tried to coax her to swim with us. That is, until the day a family of ducks swam by. Our lab joined the ducklings and began to paddle with them. The mother duck was not pleased at the new addition, but we were ecstatic.